Lalisa Show. We are here to coach you to your success, to coach you to your purpose, your passion, and your destiny. Tune in each week, Monday through Friday morning, for a lesson, a tool, or a tip or strategy on how to dig deep past all the things that are hiding the true you. Find out not only who you are, but exactly what you ought to be doing in your life, where you should be going, and how you should be getting there. Well, I am Lalisa J. Williams, your coach, and I am honored and grateful to be here to assist you. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and enjoy the show. You can contact Coach Lalisa after the show via the internet. You can visit the website, www.lalisajwilliams.com, or for a free coaching session just for you, go to www.mylifecompass.com/Lalisa Williams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to another segment of the Coach Lalisa Show. Well, I know you hear me say this almost every morning, how excited I am Monday through Friday. And if you were with me on Saturday and Sunday, you would hear the same thing because it is my destiny, it is my mission and my assignment to be excited about each and every day. Because I don't know what today is going to bring. So I can't help but to be excited. I know whatever it brings is going to bring excitement. Like today, I am overly excited that on this show, I get to interview one of my dream guests. I get to talk to him. It's not going to be a very formal interview, but I can't help but to be excited about this person right now, Mr. Howard Scott. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Your phone line is open. Welcome to the Coach Lalisa Show. How are you?
I am absolutely filled with joy on this morning. It's just incredible what is going on in my life. It's all God, and all I can say is that I'm just happy to be alive. I'm happy to be dressed and clothed in my right mind. I'm happy to be here with you on this radio show this morning. It's so exciting to see the growth in you that you have had over the years. You know, you never know when someone is looking at you, but when you all of a sudden pop up and you see that the spirit has moved mightily in the person of Lalisa Williams, it's just incredible to see your growth.
Well, it's incredible to feel the growth, Mr. Howard, because I remember when I first met you, it was at one of those Monday sessions you used to do on motivation down at the Priory in Newark, New Jersey, and you were there and you would hold those sessions, and a young lady invited me to the session. She said, "You got to come," because she knew I was into motivation and I was always talking about Les Brown, and she was like, "Well, I got something. If you like that kind of stuff, I've got something for you." And she brought me there, and I was hooked from the very first time. You stood up there, you know, flat-footed, as my mother would say. And my mother would love to, like, she, if my mom was, you know, living in this state, you can believe she would have been there each and every week, because that's where I first learned about motivation and what motivation can do for a person. And then when I went into the military, they taught us about motivation, and that was in 1980. And so then by the time I moved to Jersey in 87, and then I had hooked up with you, that was around 97. I'll never forget it.
Well, Yeah, it's been a long time. Well, all I can say is... Go ahead.
Yes, go ahead.
No, all I can say is that, yeah, I remember those days there at the Priory Restaurant and over at the Lowe's Movie Theater when we used to have movie at the theater, Motivation at the Theater, and all of those wonderful weeks and having so many wonderful guests there. I remember the bat-wielding principal. We had him there, Clark. And then we also had, we brought in from Rochester, New York, a gentleman, oh, I can't call his name right now, but a very interesting gentleman who has been here on this planet for a long time, who has taught us the that truth matters. And I took on very early in life these human beings who lived before I did and learned from them and knew all along that it's all about taking in what has already been here and just attaching to the correct spirit and all will be well. And that's what I see that you have done. And it's so good to know that there is a God in heaven who continually, you know, comes to us and allows us to grow and to blossom. And it's just wonderful to be alive today.
Well, you know, what you did for me, and I'm sure you've done this for hundreds, if not thousands of other people, but you actually showed me how to walk out my motivated life. Because I, you know, because you were right there, you were, you know, you, I could see you, I could, you know, I could attend the events, and I did attend many of them. I remember once when Johnny Cochran was, when he was alive and he was speaking out in, I can't remember if it was New Brunswick area somewhere, and you were there and you were, you know, of course, covering the story when you had that wonderful newspaper that I just thought the world of. I would drive, I would tell everybody, I would drive all over just to get my hands on a copy of Twin Vision newspaper just to keep up with, you know, one of the things that really motivated me about you was how you would always say that, you know, positive news.
Yeah, positive news for a change, yeah.
I just love that. Oh, I love that. But you are really, really, so how did you get started in your motivational speaking and empowering people?
Oh, God, Lord Jesus, you take me all the way back to when I was 16 years old. I started my first business with $288 in my pocket. And then I had a dream to become one of the largest black businessmen in the country, and I set out on that. And, you know, I had very meager beginnings. I started out being raised by a single parent. My mom raised four boys, and I was the last one out. My twin brother, who you know, John Howard Scott, he's 5 minutes older than I am, and I was a follower, and I followed behind his footsteps, and I found my way, very, very shy as a child growing up. And when I got to a certain age, 16, I started to take control and started to develop into this person of Howard John Scott. And I started to move out on my own, and the tide sort of turned, and John became a study under me when we started out on our plastics, fantastic plastics business out in Orange, New Jersey. And I left New York and came out to New Jersey and just began this whole wonderful idea of I can do it, I can do it, I can do it. And at the time, there was this public law, 95507, which said that the United States government would give contracts to black-owned businesses. That's before it went into this minority thing or into, you know, women-owned businesses. But it was strictly set up initially for blacks to get, you know, a piece of the pie. And so we were the only black plastics company at that time in the United States that was doing the kind of plastics work that we were doing. So we were able to get contracts from IBM, DuPont, General Motors, all these 125 large corporations. And I made my first million when I was 22 and started to live this kind of lifestyle that, you know, a kid in a candy factory would live. And it was like, it was amazing. It was like a fantasy come true. And, you know, I had learned about motivation through some of the old guys, like Paul J. Meyer from Success Motivation Institute. I studied under him when I was 18. And then I found out about my dear friend Napoleon Hill from the Think and Grow Rich, and I read his book and I got his tapes and I started to ingest this material. And then I, you know, moved on to Clement Stone and all of these wonderful people who, you know, came way before we did and set down these principles. I say set down. They sat down and wrote them so that a layman like us could understand them. But all of this is in the Bible, and so I then began to search out for the God of my understanding, and he came to me. And he, even though he was with me all the time, and I didn't even know him, didn't even search to have a relationship with him. Once I found that a lot of the words that I was reading, between the lines, you could see the scriptures in some of these great writers, Emmett Fox being one of them as well. And then I started this this journey, this yearning for more and more and more knowledge and understanding about who I am and what my purpose is here on earth. And then I started to find out that, you know, this thing called motivation is attached to God, and it's attached to each and every one of us, and that there's a seed inside of us which grows. And as long as we water it with the proper material, we can have a blossom that is just out of this world, unbelievable growth. And that's what I've been working on. And even though I've made tons and tons and tons of mistakes, I would say $5 million is probably a very conservative figure in the amount of money that I lost over the years trying to be successful, opening up this business and closing and opening and closing and opening and closing. And that's what happens in this life. You know, we have our successes and we have our failures, but, you know, we fall down, but we get back up again.
Wow. Yes, we do. Thank God we can get back up.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God. But you have gotten back up, and look at all the great things you're doing because of the people's lives you are touching. It's not just about material things, and a lot of people can have a lot of money and lose a lot of money, but when you are changing lives, that's where the millions and the trillions of dollars, when you can help somebody else birth a dream,
yeah,
live their dream.
Yeah.
I mean, how does that? Because I'm a sitting example, Mr. Howard. I'm a sitting example. The fact that I'm here, the fact that I'll be with you on Saturday, that is amazing to me. November the 3rd. I mean, you know. So yes, go ahead. Speak to that for a minute.
Well, yeah, I found my purpose, and I guess that's probably the thing that really drives me today. I don't allow for time thieves to come in and orchestrate what they want to do. I've moved myself, my own selfish, self-centered behaviors out of the way, and I've turned it all over to God, who directs my every step. And sometimes I take my will back because, you know, I see something that I want, or, you know, I do something that I know that I'm not supposed to do. But, you know, as it's said in the Word, Paul talks about it, you know, sometimes we do things and we know not, but we do them anyhow. And then we get spanked, and then we find out that, you know, hey, I still love you. This is what God tells us. Even though you made a mistake, I still love you. And so after you bump your head against the wall a few times, you find that there is no better way but to spend time developing the seed that's in you, developing a relationship with your God. And he will set you into a path that you'll know that it's him. You know that you'll start to find your calling. And once you find your calling, it's a ball game. It's like Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan has learned how to fly. He starts off at the foul line, and he takes that ball in his hand, and he tells himself that I can put this ball in that hoop, and all I have to do is fly down there. And he's just such an amazing, amazing human being to have come to the belief that he could do a thing like that, fly from the foul line to the basket hoop. And I watched him to do that, and it's all a matter of the mind, the control of the mind. And that's what I've learned how to do as well. And I do that in my practice of helping people to find out who they really are, to be able to go inside of them, pull out this seed, and help them to water it, help them to grow it into love, joy, peace, and happiness. And I get my blessings as a result of me giving. And money today, it finds its way to me. It runs after me and jumps in my pocket only because I'm doing what God says to do. And so I know that. So I don't have to go trying to find a job working for somebody, and I have to, you know, go and steal something or try to, you know, do something malicious. You know, I just do the next right thing. And the next right thing turns into the next right thing, and the next right thing into the next right thing. So when it's all said and done, all I have left is the next right thing. And so what I'm going to be teaching about on this coming Saturday, November 13th, at the Rutgers University, the Engelhard Hall Bub Auditorium, starting from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., we have a collection of six speakers, I'm going to talk further about that, but let me just finish my point. What I'll be speaking about is how to water your seed, how to establish a systematic approach to achieving that of which God has put you here to do. And these simple principles, which are not secrets, they're principles, and they are available for everyone and anyone. And if you really want to get on the bandwagon and you really want to get to achieving what it is that God has you here to do, you show up there, and I tell you, you're going to get it. You are really going to get the information and the knowledge. And not only for me, we have a collection of people. We have my partner, Adele Foster, who her company and my company, we came together to put on this production. And then, of course, we have the one and only Jeffrey Dunn. Jeffrey Dunn is a man who of integrity. He is a man, a second generation behind his dad and his mom, Flora and Malcolm Dunn. And the Dunn family is such an icon. It's such a solid foundation of what American black business is built on. Danny Dunn and all the Dunn family, who have worked and worked and worked and has taken their rightful place in American black business, okay? And so when you have people like Jeffrey, who is now in the second generation and still being taught by his father and his mom on how to create, you know, the continuance of their gift, you know, you're going to get that. You're going to also get Wally Hakim, who I've known for many, many years, the motivational champ himself. And when he comes coming down that aisle and he starts knocking out negativity, people are going to start to move. Their spirit is going to move. They're going to be able to finally come to this place of understanding that, yes, I too can do, be, and have anything I ever wanted here on earth. We have a young lady who I haven't met yet, but she's coming in with Adele, Demetria Miller. Wanting to learn more about what she's going to be talking about. And then, of course, we have yourself, Lalisa Williams, who, and I know your story, and I've listened to you on radio, and I've read about the things that you're doing. And you're going to be able to have your ministry to come so much alive on Saturday that women and men who are there to listen to your message, if they take heed, they will be able to accomplish that of what they need to accomplish. So we're going to have a wonderful time, and it all starts at 9 o'clock on Saturday, and it's just going to be a wonderful, wonderful expression of love, caring, concern, and compassion, and that's what the six of us are going to be delivering. And I tell you, if you have someone in your life that you truly love, bring them with you, because you're going to be moving, you know, miles ahead, and it's not so comfortable up on the top by yourself. So bring someone with you that you love.
Oh, well, that is cute. Exactly. One of my favorite sayings now is, if you want to go fast, go by yourself. If you want to go far, take someone with you.
Absolutely.
And I love how God said, I love that. I got that from Dr. Gwendolyn Goldsby Grant. She said,
I was with her 2 weeks ago. We were at the Frederica's Bay's mansion over there, her center. And I was there, and Gwendolyn had gotten an award. And she is just such a wonderful woman. I love her so much, her and her husband, Ralph. And just we had a great time there at Frederica Bay's institution there.
Yes, that is awesome. And I was with her the next day. I believe you all were together on a Saturday.
That was a Saturday evening, yes. Mm-hmm.
That Sunday, he preached at our church.
Wow.
And she was... Yes, and she was there as well, and she and I were talking at length about some of the wonderful, oh my God, she is a wealth of information, and her husband and all that they were, and he preached a very powerful sermon about having hope and hanging in there and not giving up. And I have to say, that is exactly what is going to take place on Saturday. People are going to be able to hang on in there, not give up, no matter how it looks. Because from what I can hear, many of the speakers who are going to be speaking that day have direct experiences, not just about what we've read in a book, not just about what we've learned in classrooms, though we've been in hundreds and hundreds of classrooms, but it's about what we've actually lived, that experience. You know, you could talk about those millions that you made, and then when you didn't have the millions, and how you hung on, and how you came back, and the newspaper, and look at all of your experiences, the people around the world that you've touched. And I, the reason I can speak emphatically about this, because I know how it moved me.
Yeah.
And I know that, you see, it wasn't like, we grew up together. We didn't go to high school together. We weren't friends in college. No, I only met you as a speaker. There you were. And I know the effect it's had on me, because I'll tell you something that I always ask people who want to achieve greatness in life. Find someone that is where you want to be and say, I'm going to be doing that. Don't say you're going to be them, because you don't know what they had to go through to get
that. That's right.
Okay, so I don't advise that, but I do say... Because you don't know what they might have had to swim, okay, a couple of oceans to get that, but a walk through hell. But what I do say is that, say, I'm going to be doing that. And so as you were standing up there, and we would go Monday after Monday, me and Cherise, who I so adore her, because without her, I would not know you. And
well,
I would not, you know, yes, well, she connected us. You know, there are connectors. Bishop Noel Jones gave me a powerful message on that once, and a powerful lesson. There are people on this earth that you cannot meet on your own. Your own doings, your own activities, your own behavior, you would never meet them. But there is someone that connects you, and God will open your eyes to even see that. And so I so thank her for that. And, you know, so humble, so innocent, but she's very powerful as well. And she is the reason. Yes, and even my speaking career, the moment I told her that she is a dreamer, she is truly, she has big dreams and visions, and I told her I want to be a speaker, she goes, okay, I got the right person for you. You've got to come. And she would drag me literally. She goes, you've got to come. And but so here you were, and I remember saying, I'm going to do that one day. And even when you moved over to the theater, see, what happened was, all the while I was working toward a degree, so many nights I couldn't go places, only in between semesters. And once you moved there, I wasn't able to attend. I had classes on those evenings, but I heard about it. I would get the lowdown and the rundown about what the topics were. And I used to say, oh, I want to go. So you see, I kept saying I wanted to go. Now I'm going to be there November the 13th. Oh, my God. And Miss Adele, and then, you know, you two working together. You know, I'm just like, my breath is really taken away.
Well,
Mr. Howard, and you, I mean, so the thing was, we didn't sit down and have long conversations, you know. I remember how I was doing everything I could to get, especially when I wrote the book, Release Your Power. And Cherise says, you know, try to get him to get it in the paper, you know. And then I said, well, you know him, I don't. And, you know, she did, God bless her, and you did listen, and you did put an ad. I don't know if you remember this, but you did, I put an ad in your newspaper for Release Your Power, the book.
What year was that?
I thought my book was in the Wall Street Journal.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Oh, I called all my family members, everybody. They were, and my family members are spread out because we all live in different cities and states. So
yeah.
Basically, the paper went around the country again. So that was a lovely, lovely thing that you did because, you know, you gave me a really, really deep discount. Again, you know, you didn't know me, but you were doing like what you said. You were being a blessing to someone that you knew was just starting out.
Mm-hmm.
And so you consistently do those kinds of things. Now, tell us about the book. Now, you have a new book.
Yes. Oh, my Lord Jesus. It's just incredible how this whole thing happened. The book is called Seeds Grow. And I'm a big believer in seeds growing. I talk about it. I preach about it. I'm very big on branches, and I'm very, very, very big on the vine. And knowing that
good.
I'm connected. I'm connected to
that's
the
a good thing to be.
Yeah. So I'm connected to the vine as a branch, and the
that's
branch
right.
connected to the tree, and the tree has these deep, deep roots. I'm in love with oak trees, and my cover has a grove of oak trees. And wait until you see the cover of this book. It came to me. It was just incredible. I went actually out to various forests here in Pennsylvania looking for this image that I wanted to project on the cover of this book. And I took my video mm-hmm. camera and I started shooting, and I came up empty. And I said, wait a minute. Now, I know that. So I went on the internet and I bought the cover photo for this book, and I just dropped in Seeds Grow and my name on the cover. But on the inside of this book, it's actually a collection of a lot of the work that I've done over the years, writing about positivity, about creativity, about the spirit as it moves in me. There's a few pieces in this book about, the importance of having our heritage as a part of our daily diet of learning, and giving thanks, of course, to our ancestors and our forefathers for going through what they went through so that we could do what we're doing and so that we can be available to do for those coming behind us. This is how a tree grows, you know, and, you know, you have a seed that comes, it gets planted, and then it takes on the likes of its parent. And so when you have, oak trees and they start off with these seeds, acorns, they have a tendency to grow into huge, huge, huge trees. And we have that, those huge, huge, huge trees. And people like Martin Luther King and Malcolm X and Frederick Douglass and Sojourner Truth and all of those wonderful, wonderful spirits who decided to give of themselves to the point of death. And so, you know, who are we to not go to that length as well for the kids that are coming behind us? We've gotten off the track a bit on that, and we need to have us a reunion, a huge reunion, and just bring back those ideas that was present in those humans that just said, you know, we are not going to take this anymore. And just continue to grow into what it is we're supposed to be. And we see the evidence of how powerful we are as a people. Look at the White House. It's just amazing the way, you know, times have changed. And they keep changing because there's a few of us who just keep on keeping on. And so, and this book also, it has a very section in this book that I decided to put in. It's the first two or three chapters of my major book, which is coming out next year, called The Pendulum Swings. And what I did, I took a chapter or two, three chapters, and just to give people an idea of, you know, what has happened in my life. And so in this book, you'll also receive this entrance into The Pendulum Swings, which I already know it's a $5 million seller right off the bat. It's, you know, New York Times bestseller list. And, you know, I create these thoughts in my mind, and then my mind is very comfortable with going out to receive that. So I'm going to be teaching about that too, and how to visualize yourself into the existence of what it is that you want, and giving your brain the proper instruction on going after what it is that you want. So there's a lot of things that I'd like to share. I'm only going to have 30 minutes to share on Saturday, but I think I can develop enough information, and hopefully people will take the CD home, because I will be having a CD, and also the DVD, because we'll also have DVDs available, so that people can really, you know, start to take this information and really chew on it and take it in as a regular diet. That's what I did with some of the people that we talked about, and that's what's required. I did that with my daughter, one of my daughters. I have four daughters, and my third oldest daughter, before she was born, I used to put the tape recorder on her mom's tummy, and so today she's working on her master's. She's 25. She's working on her master's degree. She has her own little family of her own, and she's just a very delightful child. And she has the beginnings of being able to, you know, take over what I've started or what I've continued in the footprint of some of our great leaders. So. These are some of the things that I'll be teaching about, and I hope that people do come out and get a good helping of positiveness, positive news for a change, and I'm looking forward to seeing you, certainly being in your company, Adele and Wally, Jeffrey Dunn, and Demetria Milner, and it's just going to be great. So, you know, for more information, for you that are listening, you may want to go to the website. It's www.gotmotivationthenspeak.com, or give a call. I'll give you the Adele's number, which is let's see. Her number is 972-248-0101. That's 972-248-0101. And, you know, call and get your tickets, because it's really piling up pretty heavily, and it's limited seating. So if you don't get in, it's your own fault, because you didn't call ahead to get ahead. So give a call, get your name on the list, and let's go and have some fun on Saturday and learn some things and truly share what God has given each and every one of us: love, compassion, and concern for one another.
And you know, if you're just tuning in, we welcome you to the Coach Lalisa Show. You've been listening to the awesome voice of Mr. Howard J. Scott, the phenomenal business owner who made his first $1 million by the age 22, started his first major business. I'm talking about major manufacturing when he was just 16 years old. Him and his twin brother also for a good 20 years at least ran a major newspaper. I'm talking about the whole nine yards, the development of the newspaper, the structure, distribution, marketing, advertising, article writing, you name it. I saw it. I used to, you know, I was there. I witnessed it. And so here is a person that could carry something like that for that amount of time period. In a place like Newark, New Jersey, and all the surrounding cities, and, you know, East Orange and all these other places, and, I mean, major, major people. I remember when, you know, the various groups, whether it was the OJs, whether, you know, if it was whoever it was, you know, you'd be there covering the stories, and, you know, I would learn about different things from my good friends and reason. I'd be running, trying to get there, because I wanted to be, you know, somebody said that success leaves clues, and yeah. I wanted to be where... That's what I saw, that an African-American man of your stature was doing big things, and that I could get at least that close. Yes, I'm going to show up to get that.
Absolutely.
You know, when the, yes, it's just like Jesus said, when the crumbs fall from the table, you know. The lady said, well, I want a crumb. Give me a crumb that's going to fall from the table. So, listen. I was in the room. Oftentimes, you know, you would be swamped with people around you trying to get whatever they were doing and doing things. And so it wasn't like I could just walk up to you and shake your hand. Mm. But there were a couple of times when I at least could get a glance and let you know I'm here in the room.
My Lord Jesus.
That's what it takes. Celebrity. Hey, notice me. I'm here. And how awesome is it? How awesome for November 13th, for Saturday, for me to be able to be on the same stage as Mr. Howard J. Scott. I'm just like, I know God is real, and I also know that the universe will give you everything that you speak and that you dream and that you visualize, because it was my vision, and here I am. But I thank God for all the wonderful people that are connected to you, because Miss Adele J. Foster, which people have been coming on the show for the past 2 weeks, have been hearing her as well, because I've been getting so many positive feedbacks about, you know, her and her messages and, you know, her spirit. And I know I'm going to get so many people calling me, emailing me, telling me, you know, he was awesome, he was fabulous. But, you know, again, you used to say, you know, positive news for a change. Positive news for a change. Is that still your motto, or have you picked up something else?
No, that's my motto, positive news for a change. It's, you know, it's something that you should say that, because for so many years I was looking at this opportunity to be of service in a big way. And so we came into the publishing business. There was this opportunity that it just seemed to come from nowhere. And there was so much negative news walking around the streets of Newark. And I said, well, wait a minute now. We have all these people wanting to grow and to become who they really want to become. They want to become better human beings. Don't they need a diet of good news for a change? So I said, okay, let's set it up. And we did. And I had a lot of fun. We started off as a monthly publication, and the people, they loved it. They loved every issue that we put together. And then we took it to a weekly publication and did exceedingly well weekly. And then we moved into a radio show. Someone called me. I remember riding down Broad Street one day, and I got a phone call, and they said, look, we want to put your paper on radio. We feel that this message should be on radio. So I said, I'll do it. For years, people had been telling me, you have such a great radio voice. Why don't you do radio? And I said, back then, I said, yeah, I'm going to do radio one day. And I was just being patient, and the opportunity came, and I said, okay. So then we started doing radio at WNJR, 1430 AM, and then moved into New York, a couple of New York stations, and then up to Connecticut, to some of the major stations up in Connecticut. And so, and built the radio into our repertoire, and there was Reflections, that radio show. We had Visions of Success and all kinds of things, and then we also did a cable television show, and that was a lot of fun. And so today it's still about positive news for a change. I do a lot more work ministerially now. I do have a calling to minister to people, and I do that on twice a week. I speak out here in Pennsylvania, and then I also take a message into the prisons and the baby prison, you know, the detention centers where there's no bars, but you can't leave. And when I was 12 years old, I found myself in a detention home, and for 2 years I had to be detained because of my behavior. And then today there's so many kids out there who have behavioral problems. They have lack of love from their parents who haven't learned how to love, and so they take these kids and they try to raise them, but they try it single-handedly, and it's very difficult. There's a place for these kids. So we also operate today the Living Ground, which is a nonprofit organization that we began. And me and a number of other people, we sat down and we put together this idea that's now coming to life in such a marvelous, marvelous way that we know it's of the Lord, and that it's helping to put real family back together, one child at a time. And you should see the growth that's happening in that institution. And I'm just so pleased that I've been obedient for the most part. and directed to do what God willed for my life. And I try to, I hate that word, I shouldn't say that. I mean, this try, when you try to do something, it's kind of hard to do it. You have to either do it or you don't do it. So even though that we have opportunities to do things, a lot of times we don't do it because it's simply that, you know, we're afraid. Yeah? So we get rid of fear. We're getting rid of fear, and we grab hold to faith. And it's hard sometimes to have faith when you've had fear for so long. It's hard to get up and walk when you've been downtrodden for so long. And these kids, when you get these kids and they have never seen what real love feels like or looks like or tastes like, it's hard for them to imagine that there is this thing called love. So we have to really get back to this idea of sharing ourselves to a point where people can actually understand what love is. That's probably the hardest job that I have today in all the work that I do, is sharing with someone that doesn't have an inkling of what love is. And we have to teach this. And so part of what I do now is I also teach in some of the schools here in Philadelphia area, and I hope to be called into some of the other communities throughout the country to teach on these simple principles of what you do in order to grow that seed, because the seed inside of us, all of it is love. That's what it's all about. So, but it's so hard to get it when you don't get it at home. And when you get, hey, boy, you ain't going to never do nothing. You're never going to amount up to anything. Get out of here and get a few curse words to go behind that. It's very difficult for a child to understand that they can do something. They can be somebody. So we have to start to first teach ourselves about how to really live, and then have that to be, you know, an aspect of what a kid will look at us and say that they want to also be able to accomplish. But if we're not accomplishing, of course, then they won't. And so we have that lonely road of darkness and despair that continues to make its way through the communities of urban America. And we have to understand more about what our calling is. I think that's where we need to spend more of our time.
Wow, that is so, you are amazing. People, that's what you're going to get more of, not only on Saturday, November the 13th at Rutgers University, but this is a tour that is touring around the country and eventually around the world, because there are people just like in a lot of our urban areas that are all over continents like Europe and continents like Africa and other Australia and other continents around the world. I just want to just take a moment to, again, welcome you to the show. If you just tuned in, you're listening to Mr. Howard J. Scott, a person who made his first millions after starting a business at just the age of 16. He got rid of his fear and he launched out. They had a major manufacturing company, himself and his twin brother, which he's just a few minutes younger than, and also had his first million by the time he was 22, and it did not come from selling drugs. It did not come from robbing people and doing all these other crazy things that some people want to tout that they made, you know, money. But what positiveness. His story is so positive. It could change a life. But I also want to say hello to my good friend, Chaplain Denise Jenkins in Cleveland, Ohio. Cleveland, Ohio, we look forward to coming there one day. I was talking to Miss Denise yesterday, and I said, please try to get up and tune into the show. There is a man that I'm going to be interviewing, and I really, really would love for you to tune into the show and also learn about what you're doing, Mr. Howard, and also about what you and Miss Adele are doing with this Got Motivation Then Speak tour that's coming around the country, launching here in New Jersey, and now she has her hand up. So I'm just going to bring her on. She may have a comment or a question. Welcome, Miss Denise. You're on the air.
Good morning, Lisa. Good morning, Mr. Scott. I just want to say I thank God for both of you for being spearheads of vision and for allowing people like myself and others to just such a person moving forward with you. I watched Howard move in his image, the governor's to the editor of that newspaper. And one of his statements was positive news for the state. So you got to love that. Because you always determined to do what you do is make sure that you can make
sure. Yeah, Denise, it's breaking up a little bit. Yeah,
okay.
Denise, your phone was breaking up a little bit. Go ahead.
Okay. Sorry about
it's
that.
It's clear now.
I was.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Now
you got to say it all over. Yes, but you got to say the whole thing over.
Okay, I just wanted to first say I thank you and Howard for being people who we can look at to as role models and trailblazers to help other entrepreneurs like ourselves to move forward, especially in this trying time. And Howard, I loved your newspaper's motto, positive news for a change.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, sometimes we see on the news every day it's negative, 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 negative. But just to read something that can inspire and give us hope to move forward is what our youth need. Because I was listening to you a few minutes ago talking about the youth and their trials. And our youth are angry because they don't see any positive way for them to live their lives. They have no they have nothing to hold on to like we used to have to hold on to. We need you guys to become the heroes and the sheroes for the next generation, to continue to use your voices to spark hope in the future generations coming up. So I just wanted to say good morning and that I love you guys, and I hope you continue to do what you do because God will bless everything you touch.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you, Denise. Thank you for, you know, your comments. Thank you for sharing that, you know, entrepreneurs like yourself are learning something from the people that God has put knowledge and information in them to share. And we thank you and all the work that you're doing up there in Cleveland with the women that you motivate through your entrepreneurial program, Legacy Builders. You also are working with youth there as well. And so we definitely want you to get, I know you won't be here for this event, but when this tour comes to Ohio, we definitely want to make sure you're posted and you know about it. Y'all, Denise is a woman that can fill a room. I met Denise because she had an event, and there was about 1,000 people in the room. This woman pretty much knows everybody in Cleveland. And then she holds events on a regular where there's 200-400 people. She's worked with Mr. Frazier Nett, so some of you know him, and she's worked with him and worked on some of his big programs that he used to run up there in Cleveland. So she's got a lot of skills, and I'm just so glad and honored that she's my friend, and I thank her so much for getting up this morning. Thank you so much, Denise.
Okay,
yes. She may have put her. Okay, all right, I'm sorry. Yes.
Can I say
ahead,
something?
Howard.
You're talking
sure.
about my dear friend, Frazier, and when I first went to Cleveland, I found out about Frazier. I had him in Newark as one of our speakers, and
wow.
And then I got on a plane. It was on Martin Luther King's birthday. He was having a function there in Cleveland, and I told my staff, I says, I'm going to Cleveland. I'll be back in a few days, and I just wanted to be in his presence because he's such a powerful, powerful black man who could pass for white, really. And he's just an incredible creature. So I went to Cleveland and I was a part of that. And when we come to Cleveland, we're gonna certainly in fact, I'll tell you this: we are not coming to Cleveland not unless we partner with our guest here on the phone, because this is how it's done. We have to connect with one another throughout this land in order that we can make entrance into the people that are required to get the message. And and so we start to collect all these seeds and grow them together, and then the roots intertwine, you know, up under the ground, you know. And once a root is intertwined, it's hard to break that root. So there's this thing called Willie Lynch, you know about the Willie Lynch letter from 1712,
right.
And what he is doing
right.
And how he is still operating in the lives of people, and it's not even known by most of us. And so that has to be all ripped down and torn down. And in order for us to do that, of course, we have to collect ourselves and be able to prosper one to another, and to be able to come together collectively so that there is an opportunity for these our youth to be able to attach to something that's good. Because these youth, you know, they are very, very powerful. They're not all jacked up the way we think they are. The only reason that they are where they are is because we have let down the ball, and we haven't grown to a level of understanding that it's about family. You know, when the 60s came around, of course, you know, we started to get this thing called segregation out of the way, and getting that out of the way, we've moved ourselves into a bigger mess, because now we don't have family like we used to. So we don't have the instructions coming down from the grandmas and the grandpas like it used to. We can't even spank our kids anymore because they know the phone number for Dyfus and all this stuff. So there's a lot of work to do. And we're selected to do it. So we take up the mantle, you know, and we set ourselves into a place of responsibility and being obedient and disciplined and doing what our God has put us here to do. And it will be done. And it will be done.
Hmm.
Now, also, I just want to let your listeners know that there's a lot more that we want to deliver on Saturday. And so that we can fulfill some of the things that we're sent to do. And, of course, Saturday is just the beginning. And we're going to, before we take our show on the road, we're going to have a boot camp on January 15th, Martin Luther King's birthday, the 15th and 16th, in Newark, New Jersey as well. And then from there, we'll be moving our show around the country. Cleveland is one of the stops, so we certainly want to make certain that we are connected with everyone in Cleveland, that we can have a great showing of support and dedication to our people, our race, growing up and being able to take hold as to what it is that they really want to do on this earth. And also, I want to just leave you with this. The idea that you have learned just a little bit about what God has done in my life, I really want you to get to know me. I want to get to know you all. So certainly send us a message through our website, which is howardjscott.com, and after you read some of the things that we've put up there, certainly go on over and to the contact page and put in a message or put in your information. Let us collect these items, and wherever you're listening from, chances are you're going to see us there. I've set a goal out in my life years ago. I guess I was probably about maybe 18 or 20. And the goal is to visit every state in the union. And now that I have this book, I plan on being in every state in the union, all 52, and to do book signings. And if you guys can help to do that and bring some positiveness into the urban centers there, that would be a wonderful, wonderful treat. And I'm looking forward to meeting a lot of people that's listening and all those who will be listening as a result of us coming together collectively to do this that we cannot do on ourselves.
Well, that is awesome. And I tell you, in Cleveland, yes, we can't wait to get to Cleveland. Denise is doing phenomenal things there. We met because of Toastmasters, so she's also a very powerful and dynamic speaker and trainer as well. And she's about to launch her and release her new book that'll be coming out very, very, very soon. She's an author and writer as well, but writing, but putting together, yes, yes, powerful, powerful, amazing woman leadership. And like I said, she's, you know, worked with Mr. Frazier. She's doing big, big things. She's held events where thousands and thousands of people have come out. And so we're excited for her. We're excited for you. We're excited for Miss Adele. We're excited for Miss Kiva down there in Nashville. The big things that she's doing, big, big, big. We're excited for Miss Tina right here in New Jersey. And the great, oh, my God, I can't even talk about the stuff that she's got coming down. It is, and Mr. Howard, we are so glad to know people like you, because we're going to need your help when we get ready to launch that. But it is going to be big, just let me tell you that. also for other people who are Mr. Jeffrey Dunn, you know, Mr. Wally Hakeem, very powerful, motivated person, always ready to help somebody, boop, boop, knock out that negativity, which we were all, I love that, boop, boop, knock it out. We want to make the Coach and Lalisa Show right here on Blog Talk Radio the official radio stop for the Got Motivation Then Speak. We want to bring on the speakers. We also have tomorrow, please, Ms. Demetria, she can come on. We'll listen to her, hear what she has to say. Mr. Wally, Mr. Jeffrey, any of them can come. They're more than welcome. But I really wanted to give this, you know, as much time today to you because I know that your belief system, that you believe that people can really achieve greatness. And like Ms. Denise said, and so many others know, this is an hour where everybody needs that, not just those in the inner city, not just those that don't have, but even the big CEOs and the major multinational corporations and all in between and the communities. People need to know that you can achieve whatever you set your mind out to. And it's going to be good. We want to say hello to others that are listening in Maryland and North Carolina. I see we have North Carolina on the phone. Good morning and welcome. I know Miss Gloria from California, she's going to be tuning in later. She listens to the archives because the show comes on so early. Mr. Paul Karazi out of Japan, who was traveling, but he's probably listening to the archives. And Mr. Versi Walker and so many others that this show has been able to connect with and also to learn from. But can't thank you enough, Mr. Howard, for coming on and sharing with us some positive ways that we can achieve success. We're going to plant those seeds. We're going to listen to positive news. We're going to help those that need to see us as role models. We're going to learn. We're going to read. We learn from you how important it is to read books, to you learn from other people, you know, like the Zig Ziglars and the other people that you named and Napoleon Hill. You can still read that book, Think and Grow Rich. You can get Dr. Kimbrough's book, Think and Grow Rich, A Black Choice. You can get any of the books. You can get Howard J. Scott's book. Well, we got to get it on Saturday. We got to get it on Saturday. Right, Mr. Howard, you going to be there?
Yes. Yes, I'll be there. I have planning on selling out every copy that I purchase. You know, they don't give you credit. You have to buy the stuff in advance. So I'm looking forward to selling every book that I purchased. There is so much that we're going to be able to accomplish together, and that's what I like doing. I like being together with people who really have found their way, and those who haven't, let them follow behind those who have, and it's just going to be a wonderful display of love, of compassion, and concern for one another that we all pick up and just keep on moving on, and there should be no one left behind, and even though Bush put that message out years ago, and I'm not a Bush advocate, but that message right there, no one left behind, and we need to adopt that. We need to make certain that whatever water we need, we get watered. We get that water so that our seed can grow.
Yes.
And if we're in the center of this thing, we can't fall off. And if we're connected.
Okay.
From the root level, I'm talking about having a deep-founded foundation. We'll never, ever have to visit poverty again. And if we manage our businesses and we don't try to do it single-handedly, we'll never fail again.
Never.
And so I leave you with this. A very dear friend of mine who I've learned a lot from Paul J. Meyer. He always said, whatever you vividly imagine, ardently desire, sincerely believe, and enthusiastically act upon must inevitably come to pass. And so with that, you take those words and chew on them, and let's get together on Saturday, this coming Saturday, November 13th, at Rutgers University in Newark, right there at 190 University Avenue, a collection of human beings who are giving back to our youngsters and our seniors as well. I hope some of the seniors show up as well, and so that we can learn still from them. And so we'll have a great time on that day. I'm looking forward to it.
Awesome time. Awesome. Thank you. Thank you to my good friend in Canada, Oh, Mr. Q, Bonita, thank you for tuning in. And those of you who are also in the chat room, we have several guests in the chat room. We have Got Motivation, Kiva, Motivation Master, and Hypnosolutions, number one. Thank you, everybody. Thank you for tuning in. We'll see you back here tomorrow for more awesome motivation in the morning with Coach Lalisa and the many guests that we shall have on the show. Thank you all. Have a great and powerful day.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach Lalisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach Lalisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach Lalisa J. Williams.